1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Tropical Storm Alberto comes ashore. The first named storm of the season rumbled inland over northeast Mexico last hour, dumping heavy rain on parched earth there. The systems triggered devastating floods in Texas. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Corpus Christi.
There are some areas of the Texas coast that I'm looking at right now that are even more flooded than they were yesterday.
Fourth day of a heat wave begins in the east. Alex Kinney heads a children's camp in Kalamazoo.
We changed our schedule a little bit to have the hottest part of the day inside in our large gymatorium, and then just a lot more water jugs around. We're doing popsicle delivery, which is always fun to give a little bit of joy.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul plans to sign a bill into law today banning suggestive social media feeds for kids under 18.
They are being held captive to algorithms that are intentionally addictive, intended to pull them in and keep their attention.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I will be playing songs about the city. Not any specific city, just in general. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Even with high prices, Wisconsin is reporting a record number of home sales so far this fiscal year. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority reports 2,700 single-family home sales so far this fiscal year. That's more than twice as many in all of fiscal 2023. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao says making online porn is no reason for him to lose his tenured faculty post.
Yes, my wife Carmen Wilson and I created a series of sexually explicit videos and books. We did so on our own time, using our own money.
A disciplinary hearing for Gao is in its second day. Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan says she's lost all trust in him. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Over 800 children's books were given away during the United Way's Great Book Giveaway. The event wrapped up on the 18th with 301 kids taking home 832 books. These books will help the children stay up to speed on their reading during their time away from school. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties hosted their 15th annual Great Book Giveaway from June 10th through the 18th. At each event, kids could choose free books to take home and keep as their own. Children who read in the summer are less likely to fall behind when the new school year begins. Need brats? The Central Wisconsin High School Trap Team Booster Club is selling them tomorrow through Sunday to raise money for the Clay Target League Nationals in Michigan next month. You can head over to 998 Ranger Road, June 21st through the 23rd. It's 10 to 5 on Friday and 8 to 5 this weekend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, a high near 70 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms are likely this afternoon. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered storms, a low of 57. For Friday, showers and maybe a thunderstorm, a high near 72. On Saturday, scattered storms and 78.
It's 60 at our studios.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:04 on the clock, got your host, James. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great one out there. We got some entertainment news and some local fun stuff we're going to touch on in a little bit. Talk about our programming changes in the afternoon and so much more coming up. Cranberry Blossom Festival we'll be talking about. But we would kick off this Thursday, as we do every Thursday morning, with our great friends from the Southwick County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week. We're going to catch up with them in a second, but I do want to thank our friends over at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Dodge and Jeep Dealership, your hometown proud family owner-owned dealership. Need to upgrade your current current ride or find a safe vehicle for your new driver, we are here for you. Full service from test drive to financing and repairs. We love this community and our area residents. Join our friends over there at Johnson & Sons today. Mm-hmm. And we got Tim, great to have you with us here, sir. Thanks so much for being with us. How have you been?
Good. And you?
Good. Let's get you out to the right mic here. There we go. So I think things have been going good over there at the Humane Society.
Oh, we got a lot to talk about today. So
Excellent. I do want to let Melissa know Tim has his headphones on so he can hear you. If you need anything, feel free to jump in.
Hello.
Tim, what do you got for us today?
Okay. For pet of the week is pets, actually, of the week. And I know you always pull up on your laptop there. So this week it's kittens and puppies.
Aww.
We have actually 30 kittens in foster right now.
Wow. Oh my goodness! Wow.
You can see them on our Facebook page. So, and we also have 6 puppies in foster.
Hmm. Okay.
That unfortunately kind of a sad story. I got to be careful with this. We had a citizen call that wanted to surrender the mom and the 6 puppies because they said the mom was dying. So we arranged foster right away for the puppies, tried to save mom. We actually went to Appleton to vet there for specialty, but after a difficult decision I had to make, mom did not make it. The puppies are doing fine, though.
Good to hear.
We just had a board meeting Tuesday, and the foster mom is one of our board members.
Oh, wow.
So it was really nice. She brought all of the puppies to the meeting, so.
That's cool. That's really cool.
That's got to be the best kind of meeting.
Yeah, and good on her for doing that. That's really cool.
Only a couple accidents, so not too bad.
That's great. That's a win right there. That's good.
Yes. So. Check that out on our Facebook page.
Yes, and
The puppies are not on there yet.
And okay. I don't know what kind of puppies are they?
They're a mix. I honestly don't know. We don't know much about anything. Ella was the mom, and the dad is supposed to be a bigger dog. Ella was only like about 20 pounds. They're smaller puppies, but boy, are they active.
So they might be small to medium-sized dogs?
I have no idea.
We encourage you to find out. Go ahead and reach out to the Humane Society. You can. We'll give you the information on how you can do that in just a little bit. What else do you have, Tim?
Okay, this is really nice. This is exciting, and it's a first for your show. We hired a new director of operations. Kind of a lengthy search, long process, whatever, Sarah Hansen will be starting July 1st.
Hey, all right.
Excellent. Congratulations, Sarah. Welcome aboard.
Yes, she is very excited, and we're excited to have her. So
very cool.
Especially this person, because then she will take over the job I've been doing since February.
This is great news for you, Tim.
Is great news, yes.
For those that don't know, Tim is 24/7 busy, and fitting this segment into his day has not been easy, and I tell you off air all the time how much I appreciate you doing this. We really, really do appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun working with you, and looking forward to talking again down the line and everything, but Sarah will be a welcome person to come in and take a little bit off of everybody's plate.
Well, thank you. I do have a few things to do.
A few things, man.
Not what I thought retirement would be. Anyway, we also have a new on-call driver. We have a whole bunch of new employees. We're really moving forward. Our on-call is it's just a temporary one to fill in. So then we'll have 2, and they can take turns.
That's smart.
And we have a volunteer grant writer now, so we're going to be looking at doing that.
Boy, that goes a long way. If you don't know much about that, I imagine that some people that's in one ear out the other. But for a nonprofit, that's huge. That having somebody to do that, take on that task, is just gigantic. A lot of our local theater has been highlighted with that and been advanced because of it. I know a number of different nonprofits. That really helps a lot, having somebody being able to focus on that and do that. That's great to hear.
Yes, it's not what I thought in the beginning. You don't just go write a grant and get money.
No. That's what I would have thought, too.
No, it's actually specific projects you go for, so you have to have a need.
Yeah.
Then you find a grant for it, you write, and then you're competing. And then you have to show what you did with the money, mm-hmm. and down the road what you accomplished. So
it's a lot more to it.
It's a lot more to it. Yes. Yeah, so it'll be nice to have somebody doing that.
Great, great news to hear all those employees hired.
Wonderful updates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh. We've been just moving along lately.
Yeah, imagine. Yeah.
Well, and the last thing here, I always get to look at the clock and watch where we are so I don't run over. We have a whole bunch of events that are coming up. Now, I want to let your listeners know the Humane Society only has two fundraisers a year that mm-hmm. we run that are ours, basically. These other events that we publicize are private people or organizations or whatever mm-hmm. who say, well, we'll give you a vendor booth or we'll run a festival for you and we'll donate all some of the profits. All depends. So not everything that we say here is a Humane Society event.
Yeah.
So gotcha. The busiest one is going to be next week, Thursday. Hmm. We actually have four events on the same day.
Whoa.
Oofta.
Yeah. Oh, oofta. I just heard. I found out what that means.
Oh, okay.
I did. One of my friends on Facebook put that on. Okay. I went, what does that mean? So next Thursday, actually, we'll have the radio show. That's one. Mm-hmm. Then they'll be at Arrowhead is having a golf outing down in Rome.
Nice.
And that is going to be between us and the Adams County Humane Society.
Great.
So they have I'm not sure about all this, but they have golf and then like a shotgun start. And
yeah.
Maybe you know more about this than I do, but
we'll look into it and make sure to we'll make sure to get the details out there for mm-hmm. the audience.
Yes, and then of course we have lunch by the river. Mm-hmm. We had a nice meeting. The Chamber of Commerce came out. I'm sure you know them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they wanted a tour, so I gave them a tour of the Humane Society, and they said, well, why don't you come out to lunch by the river? Said, well, we used to, and I said, you know, we're going to start up and do this again.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
It's a great idea to get these animals out there, to get the Humane Society and the public more. Mm-hmm. Even if an animal is not adopted, the awareness that's raised from that is you know, you can't really put it in words.
No, it's
a great idea. It's a great combination.
And then also that day, there's a Raptors game, and it's Bark in the Park night.
Oh,
so.
Good.
Yeah, it's a fun one. That's one of our favorite events.
Yes.
And that just going back to her second there, Barking for Birdies, the golf fundraiser, is going to be June 27th. Registration's at 9, shotgun start at 10. $100 for a golfer free includes 18 holes of golf, a meal, prizes, donations, and of course, all the proceeds going to our local Humane Society.
I love the name of that. That's so cute.
It's a perfect name. That's a perfect name for that.
Barking for Birdies.
That's such a good name. You can find out more about this one, everybody. Going to the Humane Society's website, their Facebook page, and we'll be sure to celebrate this, talk about it more, and make sure that our whole morning show audience knows about it.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you. Yeah, and that's going to be a very, very busy day. And
we're
getting more. Somebody wants to do a yoga class for us, and all kinds of new ideas coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Encourage you to find out more about the Humane Society and all these great puppies and kittens and Bluey the Coop, who I just can't stop looking at. I'm sorry, but if you see Bluey's face, everybody, you're going to know what I'm talking about. I want this dog. And they're all great animals over there and great people. And again, great to be working with you, Tim. We'll talk more down the line and everything, but thank you so much for all this time joining us over the last couple of months.
Well, no, the thanks go to you and the radio station for allowing us to come and spread the word, and it's been a great opportunity, and working with you is just fantastic.
Team effort
yes.
all around. appreciate you find out more about your Humane Society, everybody. You can be involved, you can get involved, and to find out more, you can email them swchs@swchs.com. give them a call, 715-423-0505. Be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up to date on all these events and different things going on. And keep in mind, if you have items you want to drop off, give them a call ahead of time, and that location is 3621 64th Street north right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll have another Pet of the Week next week in this time slot, and we have sent a big thank you not only to our Southwick County Humane Society, but our good friends at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Dodge and Jeep Dealership, your hometown proud, family-owned dealership. Need that upgrade for your current ride, or you got to find a safe ride for a new driver? They are here for you, full service, from test drive to financing and repairs. Love this community and our area residents. Visit our friends at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Dodge and Jeep Dealership. Melissa and I will be back with more fun on the morning show right here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Thank you, Melissa.
Summer nights, hot dogs, Cracker Jacks, and baseball. America's favorite pastime just got a little more stylish with Johnson & Sons Jeep Chrysler Dealer. Drive up to the ballpark, put the top down, soak in the game with a newer used vehicle from Johnson & Sons of Wisconsin Rapids. See them at Historic Winter Field July 18th and meet a family-owned and dedicated team here for all your vehicle needs. Johnson & Sons Jeep, a proud supporter of Pet of the Week and the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Keep your space feeling comfortable this summer with help from Menards. The Denali Air 6000 BTU window air conditioner has a three-speed cooling system with remote control, allowing you to control the temperature of your space from anywhere in the room. You call the shots with auto and eco mode to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Stop by in-store or online at Menards.com. For more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, a high near 70 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms are likely this afternoon. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered storms, a low of 57. For Friday, showers and maybe a thunderstorm, a high near 72. On Saturday, scattered storms and 78.
It's 60 at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Diving into some entertainment news as Sir Paul plays us in. Hope you're having a good one out there. I apologize if I'm a little rattled, everybody, but I can't stop looking at this dog. Bluey the Coop is just, he's an American Blue Heeler, and he's got a perfect coat and a great face. He's awesome. He's awesome. I love this dog. We love our friends over at the Southwick County Humane Society. Big thank you to Tim for joining us. And, of course, our friends at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dealership. Appreciate it.
Congratulations to all of their new additions. This is so exciting for them.
Yeah, it really
is. For our community.
Speaking of new additions, we're going to get to that in a second here at the station, but diving into our entertainment news, Billie Eilish is just become the third artist to surpass 100 million monthly listeners on Spotify. Wow. But what's even more impressive is she is the youngest to do it at just the age of 22. She's also only had about 82 songs, which is also stands out. The other two artists to surpass the 100 million mark are The Weeknd with 107 and, of course, Taylor Swift with 102. An interesting note for her and her career as she's building this career of hers and kind of building building a lot more than a career, really, because she's trying to do things a lot differently. This is an artist where, if I'm being blunt, she's a very beautiful girl, but she is not I wouldn't say she hides that, but that is not something that you're going to see a lot of. She's not somebody that's, you know, kind of selling albums because of her look or a niche thing that she's doing. She's really
just being herself.
Yes, and very focused on the music. And a lot of what I hear from people, a lot of people that are younger and fans of hers, is they appreciate her approach to it's about the music, not about the appearance, not about image or a broken relationship or some of the things that
the tropes, you know, that everybody else falls into.
Right. And I will say too, I don't know a whole lot of her music. I only know a couple of songs that I got in my shuffle of hers, but she's got such a unique voice. Whether she's a great singer or not, I'm not smart enough to know, but I will say I love her originality. I like that she just sounds like an original singer to me, original voice.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Want to remind everybody that tonight is the second showing of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Hey.
You can get your tickets and find out more about this at the PlayhouseTheaterGroup.com. That's all one word, PlayhouseTheaterGroup.com. Mm-hmm. If you follow them on social media, if you don't, encourage you to. They've already posted some great pictures, have had a great crowd already.
Yeah, they have a stellar cast.
Such a good cast. Check that out, everybody. And you can find out more if you'd like, listening to our most recent director's cut with Joel Goodness, who is starring in this.
Yeah, and Mayor Mike Weiss is in it too, I believe.
Yeah. It's got a great cast. They got a show going on tonight at 7, Friday at 7, and on Saturday at 7. So check out any of these and get your tickets at PlayhouseTheaterGroup.com. Buy local, support local, support the arts.
Yes.
I did want to send a shout out as well to our Rafters. Nice victory last night. Come from behind, win. This is one of those, one of those low. I talk about low hanging fruit. One of those terms that we use a lot in sports, Melissa. That they're scrappy. They're scrappy. That's the words we use when we don't know what else to say about a team that just seems to do things like this. They never seem to be out of a game. They always seem to fight. Even if it's the ninth inning and they're down by 5 runs, they're still trying. And I think a lot of people that aren't sports fans might hear that. Well, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. These are human beings. They don't always do that. This team does. And 9 runs in the 8th inning, including a banger of a home run and a great call by Andy Jockum. Great nice. Job by him. Nice victory for the Rafters. They will be marching on tonight. The Rafters got today, they got a doubleheader. Let's play 2.
Ooh. Oh, my.
11:50 is when our first one will kick off. The Rafters are up in Wausau taking on the Woodchucks today.
Okay.
And then game 2, scheduled for 6:20. So unless game 1 goes a little bit longer than usual, 6:20 should be the start time for that. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, if you haven't been keeping up on the standings in the Northwoods League, the Wausau Woodchucks are number 1 in our division in the Great Lakes West Division. They're 19-3 on the season. The Rafters are 8.5 games behind. They're 10-11 on this season, this early season.
Okay.
And something that Andy brought up on the broadcast last night that I thought was really interesting and a great note by him. This first half of the season, we're going to get through, and it's going to be a little rough here and there, but we're going to have games like we did last night. It's the second half of the season. I would really be locked in on everybody. That is when not only are we going to have a couple more players joining us, but we're going to have an advantage that not most teams in the Northwoods League do not have. These are mostly made of college players. And when their teams start up their next college baseball season, they're, of course, going to be going to do that and fulfill their dreams and their scholarship responsibilities and everything. One of the things the Rafters have done this season is most of the guys on our team, their school year doesn't start until late August or early September. So they got nowhere to be but here in Rapids.
Hey.
So we're in the second half of the season where a lot of these teams in the Northwoods Leagues are going to be losing players, a lot of key players. The Rafters are going to have their team intact.
Nice.
It should be pretty exciting second half of the season, but we got to get through the first still. And
well,
we got.
And would you say, James, that during the first half of the season, these guys are still learning each other? Because have is this the first time they're playing together?
It's a great thing to bring up, Melissa. Yeah, chemistry is so
important.
For me,
that knows nothing about sports.
But I great note by
but
you.
I know about teamwork.
Yeah, yeah, and you're good at it. And it's one of those things that you know you just can't create. It takes time. It takes chemistry. We heard about how. The young McGuire came to town here. He was here for 5 minutes, and all of a sudden he's playing catch and doesn't even know the guy's names yet that he's playing catch with. So you know, it takes time. Takes time. Mm-hmm. And I would say that, yeah, that's only going to build throughout the season. And look at what they've already done just in the building of that. Already yeah. close to 500 and having some great games like last night.
Nice.
It's been a fun season already. It's only going to get more and more fun going forward here. We're looking mm-hmm. forward to more and more great Rafter baseball throughout the whole season. Before we go to break, Melissa, I did want to take some time again to thank everybody that showed up for the virtual town hall and keep a lookout for more of those. Mm-hmm. The reason we did the virtual town hall is really a couple fold. One, we love being able to talk to you and hear your feedback.
Yes, absolutely.
And two, we have this brand new newsletter that we're working really hard on. And that, I mean, mm-hmm. our whole staff here, all of Civic Media, mm-hmm. are really working hard on getting these newsletters together and get them out there to you.
Yeah, and we're still in the formulating stages of that, which is why we want the feedback from you on what you want included.
Mm-hmm. And the other part of this is we've got a very exciting thing happening, and it kicks off next Monday.
Yeah.
We have a lineup change happening in our afternoons.
We do.
So from 2 to 4, the Maggie Dawn Show will be in complete tact. That
yes,
you'll like, get the full 2 hours.
2 hours of Maggie Dawn.
More Maggie. That sounds good
mm-hmm.
to me. And apparently it sounds really good to you listeners out there because you guys really like Maggie as much as we do. So we're very excited
getting
about
good
that.
Feedback about that.
Yeah, yeah. Afterwards, from 4 to 5, Midday Magazine.
That's right. 5 days a week now.
Yes. Two extra guests a week mm-hmm. on Monday. So we're very excited about that and being able to go do even more local coverage and have more of our nonprofits and our great friends on the air with us. We're looking forward
yes.
to that.
More chances to get you community things going on.
From 5 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Playmakers.
An expansion of the world-famous show, Playmakers.
it's a fun time that we have with you guys out there, and you're really the mm-hmm. stars of the show. You call up and join the conversation and get your words, your feelings, your sports thoughts and feelings out there. We've had a lot of fun with it. We're also going to be able to do a lot more, in
local.
Real-time coverage.
Yeah, and we got such great feedback about that show last night. I know our listeners are going to be just thrilled to have 3 whole days of it.
And Tuesdays...
And even though that, you know, I'm not... As much as I pretend to be, you know, anti-sports, I'm really not. I love sports. I love, you know, watching people that play sports. I'm not really so into the professional, but high school sports, you mm-hmm. know, our local sports teams, awesome.
It's a great bit, though. I love that you keep it up. I love the bit. What I'm excited about, Melissa, on Tuesdays and Thursdays is Community Stories with Melissa.
Yes, and this show is still in the formulating stages, so I'm still working on this, but the idea is to share your stories, the community stories. I want to talk to our elders and hear history about our area. I want to talk to our veterans and hear about their experiences and share with our listeners their experiences, because like me, I know there are other people who haven't served in the military or don't have family that have served in the military, so to gain an understanding of what they have gone through to give us the freedoms that we enjoy, mm-hmm. you know, that we're going to be celebrating here very shortly mm-hmm. next month on the 4th. And then I also want to talk with our students, our kids in the area, and share their stories and their thoughts and their ideas and innovations and what their dreams and aspirations are. So it's really a full encompassing community stories is the idea. So Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 6, that will kick off sometime, I'm anticipating, in late July at this point.
Yeah. For the meantime.
Just to be real.
Yeah. And I love, this is one of the things that we've learned from our audience. They love, they like to be able to look behind the curtain. Melissa wants this show to be great for you guys. And in order to do that, it's going to take a little work, a little time. If you haven't noticed, Melissa's got quite a bit on her plate. So it takes some time to get those
things. And more coming.
Yeah, right? We just mentioned with the newsletter and everything she's going to be a big part of.
It's all good stuff because I want the community, I want to share with the community what the community wants to know.
And we're big believers around here of, do you want it done quick or do you want it done right? And we choose right. Well. You know, we've done well. Yeah, we choose that. And looking forward to it. In the meantime, we'll be playing some Unlabeled and Seth Faces of Music in those time slots.
Maybe give those, throw in a Trail Tunes.
Yeah, yeah, some of that. I even think that maybe a Best of Kitchens Open, if that works, something like that. But we've got things in the works that we're going to have some fun with. And Tuesdays.
But it's all going to be local. It's going to be Wisconsin Rapids programming from 4 to 6, Monday through Friday. We have heard your voices, and we're listening, and we're responding.
Where other stations and other companies are, taking minutes away from, more and more minutes away from local radio, Civic is giving us hours, and that's pretty cool. I don't think I've ever experienced that in 20-some years of radio, so that is pretty cool. We thank Civic for supporting us and backing local radio and backing our area here. We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
We are so appreciative to the audience, Melissa. Let's give them something.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's give them. I got two Chula Vista Resort gift certificates here. These are good for a one-night stay into Junior Suites. They include a Chula Vista Resort water park passes for four. These are good until September, so you don't have to use them right away or anything, everybody.
Time to plan.
Yeah, yeah. I got two of them right here. They're going to go to anybody that can tell us your favorite thing about summer. What is your favorite thing about summer?
Well, that's an easy question.
I feel like that's not a hard one to answer. I think like that's a pretty easy one. Oh, nice.
Watermelon.
Oh, good one. That's my dad's answer, Melissa. That's hilarious.
That'd
be that's
my
funny.
Mom's.
That's a good one. Call up, let us know, 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Just a touch away on the Civic Media app, call up, win these Chula Vista tickets, and enjoy yourself over at Chula Vista, everybody. What's your favorite thing about summer? We got a call coming in. Let's take it. Good morning. What's your favorite thing about summer? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. Now we can hear you. Yeah. What's your favorite thing about summer?
Water fun. Just lake, boat.
Oh.
Absolutely.
That's great. Great choice. That's a good one. You definitely won these. You just won two tickets to Chula Vista Resort, one night stay. And can I get your first name?
Cindy.
Excellent. Cindy, thank you so much for listening and calling it. Cindy, just for fun, where are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Awesome. Cindy, hang on the line for us so I can get the rest of your information off air. And thank you so much for listening and playing along.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Best listeners in radio, everybody.
Oh, it's so fun to take a winner on air.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick news break. We'll come back, and we got some more fun. We're going to be talking about slang, old-timey slang, when we come back on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man who injured dozens of people in a 2022 boating crash in Oshkosh is convicted of 14 crimes, including two felonies. Jason Lindemann crashed his powerboat into the side of a paddlewheel boat full of people on the Fox River, then drove away. Lindemann had been drinking. He'll be sentenced in August. Some researchers want the government to rethink subsidies to large farms to turn waste into fuel. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He calls biogas a greenwash.
Greenhouse gas emissions aren't the only problems with factory farms. As someone who's been working on this issue for 20 years, it's actually one of the problems with factory farms that concerns me the least.
Supporters say biogas production can be responsibly regulated. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Independence Day celebration is 2 weeks from today for the city of Wisconsin Rapids. On Thursday, July 4th, fireworks will be launched from the Wisconsin River in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. DJ Entertainment Engines will start the music at 6 p.m. Food and refreshment vendors will be set up along West Grand Avenue on the west side of the river and on 2nd Street South on the east side. The Wisconsin Rapids City Band will perform outside of the Centralia Center from 7 to 8, and Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen, Addison Morin, will sing the national anthem immediately before the fireworks begin. The display will start around 9:30 p.m. and will be visible along most of the riverbank and downtown area. Starting yesterday, lactating dairy cattle need to be tested for bird flu before coming to fairs. It's required by the Wisconsin DATCP to limit the spread of H5N1 in dairy herds. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A good night for the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 win over the Angels. After a couple of rough outings, the Brewers' ace, Freddie Peralta, pitched 6 scoreless innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
I thought Freddie was terrific. His focus was really good. He was consistent. When his windup and delivery are consistent, his pace is consistent. Really proud that Freddie battled the way he did tonight.
It's the Brewers' 4th series win in a row. Tonight, they open a 4-game set in San Diego against the Padres. NFL former Packers tackle David Bakhtiari on ESPN asked, how does he think the Jets will do with Aaron Rodgers?
I don't think it's very wise for any betting man to say that Aaron Rodgers is not going to make the playoffs. I mean, if you even just look at his total career, he's only missed it a very few times. And most of the times he has missed has been from injury. And I know even I've been on one of the teams, even when he did miss the majority of the season because of injury, he still came back.
That's David Bakhtiari with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
To everyone looking to make mealtime more special, our team member Joel is here to celebrate the Culver's fan favorite.
Our limited-time Pretzel House Pub Burger is back. 2 kinds of melty Wisconsin cheddar cheese, fresh beef, or thick-cut bacon, all served on a soft pretzel roll. This Pub Burger has Wisconsin in every bite.
Stop by Culver's for a handcrafted favorite.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Do you need your home or garage cleaned? Then call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Is your business or office kind of dirty? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Whether you need cleaning daily, weekly, or seasonally, call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Need help grocery shopping, laundry, cooking, house sitting, pet sitting? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Power washing siding and decks, grass cuttings, raking leaves? Yep, that's right. Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Call 459-1475 anytime.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, a high near 70 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms are likely this afternoon. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered storms, a low of 57. For Friday, showers and maybe a thunderstorm, a high near 72. On Saturday, scattered storms and 78.
It's 60 at our studios.
Gonna find her.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with all you Weisenheimers out there.
Nice.
That's where we're going next. We are talking old-timey slang, everybody. That's what we're going with the next subject. Reader's Digest did a list of old-timey slang terms we should bring back. It's a fun idea, and I'm sorry, but they kind of stole it from us because we've been talking about this for at least 2 years.
At least
2 years. I think this is a fun idea. I think that mm-hmm. more now I'm not going to be able to get this whole thing going, but we need younger people out there to do this. Mm-hmm. So we've got some options for you here, some that are kind of fun. So giggle mug.
Okay.
Someone who smiles too much or constantly has a grin on their face.
Well, okay, I can see that because mug often refers to face.
You giggle mug. what about a sauce box? Sauce box. That's
that
a term.
Somebody being saucy?
Yeah, it's a term for your mouth. Like, you know, okay. Shut your sauce box.
Okay, I kind of like that.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Sauces are good.
Arf. That's an old British term for a drunk person.
Oh.
They give this as a phrase, don't give him another beer. He's already arf.
Okay.
What I like even better is somebody who's not as drunk, just slightly drunk, not as drunk as the person they're talking about and trying to say this. Don't give him any more. He's too arf. Yeah, it's going to take a while to get out.
Don't give him any more. He's a dog.
Yeah. But yes. It's a dog pretending to be human in the bar. A pumblechook, I think. Pumblechook is what. Now, okay. This was someone who's greedy and pompous. It's actually the name of a character in Great Expectations. Uncle Pumblechook, I think is how that. I think it's an uncle. I think it's Uncle Pumblechook. Can't remember. Long time ago, I read Great Expectations. Long time ago.
Oh, been a bit.
And gas pipes. That's a term for someone's legs when their pants are on too tight.
Which are a popular clothing option now with skinny jeans and leggings.
Yeah.
And just start calling them gas pipes.
So look at those gas pipes. Now these were
or smokestacks.
Yeah, smokestacks. Go to a Melissa.
Would maybe be appropriate for Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah.
In our area.
Perfect way to tee us up, Mel, because I got some honorable mentions I want to get out there. These were the five that Reader's Digest suggested. You can find out more at readersdigest.com. I teased them. I actually am a big fan of Reader's Digest.
Yes.
They were the first people to publish anything of mine, one of my short stories, when I was just getting started and everything. And I've always been a big fan of their work. I love that Reader's Digest is still a thing.
Yeah, me too. I always loved reading the jokes. I never read the articles as a kid, but I always read the joke pages.
Oh, that's a good one. I kicked this off with one, Weisenheimer, someone who thinks he or she is smarter than everyone else. This was big in the 1910s.
Yeah, don't be a Weisenheimer. Mm. Or don't be a wise guy.
Knuckle sandwich? You know, I give you a knuckle sandwich. You know, we know what that one means. You know, it's a fist.
I think we should bring that one back.
I like that one. What about just like taking things that already have a name, but they have a different meaning, like applesauce?
Okay.
Back in the 20s, the term for mocking someone who was full of baloney was applesauce. Hey, you're full of, instead of saying, well, you would think being full of baloney, saying that would be the phrase.
Straightforward, yeah.
You're full of applesauce.
Nice.
That's a good one. After moonified. That's a society word meaning smart or, the goods are not good. They're after moonified enough for me, though.
Right. It's a little sounds like a word, like, I don't know.
A little wordy. A little wordy.
Little full of letters.
Speaking of, butter and egg man. The man with the money. That was the person that had the money. Don't go to me with the check. Go to the guy with the butter and egg man over there.
Okay, yeah. Just know where your bread is buttered.
Right. Nicely done, yes. There's a lot of good ones out there, but I wrap up with Zuzold. Zuzold. I was so zuzled last night, I left my phone at the bar.
Whoops.
This can mean inebriated.
Inebriated.
Inebriated. And it's a lot easier to say than inebriated. For me, at least. It's Zuzzled.
Zuzzled. That's a good one.
That's pretty fun. If you've got any you'd like to add to the conversation, please feel free to 715-424-2600. We love to hear from our audience. Any chance we get, feel free to call up and join the conversation, everybody. There's some good ones out there. And I really do think that this would be kind of fun to do. You know, what I think would be fun, whether these catch on or not is one thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's just kind of fun to throw them at people and see how they react.
They know what they mean. Well, it's pretty common, at least for us in our generation, to be talking with younger people and they say things and I'm like, I don't know what they meant by that word.
Oh, yeah.
But you just kind of like, you know, you move on. Or sometimes you ask, like, what did you mean by that? And broaden your own vocabulary and horizons.
Yeah, this is a big part of this to me, Melissa. Like, young people have been getting away with this for generations and making us feel like we're old and we're not hip. I say we flip this. I say we flip this. We start making these words popular and words that they don't even know. I feel like this is what we do as a society.
And the best thing about English, James, is that we can just make up words.
Yeah.
Anytime we want. And sometimes they can mean whatever we want.
So true.
which is handy, and sometimes it's not great. You know, it's just a little all over the board with this one.
Hey, sometimes things get a little Zulified, you know? They get a little, I mean, it just happens. It happens.
Stop drinking at work.
But I don't know what she's talking about. We're going to go to break. We're going to break, everybody. We're going to break. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Late summer nights, hot dogs, Cracker Jacks, and baseball. America's favorite pastime just got a little more stylish with Johnson & Sons Jeep Chrysler dealer. Drive up to the ballpark, put the top down, soak in the game with a newer used vehicle from Johnson & Sons of Wisconsin Rapids. See them at historic Witter Field July 18th and meet a family-owned and dedicated team here for all your vehicle needs. Johnson & Sons Jeep, a proud supporter of Pet of the Week and the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
DoorWorks. I have a serious problem, and I don't know if I need you or an exorcist. My garage door opens all on its own without me pushing the button or anything.
Ma'am, let me do a little investigating, and I'll have an answer for you in no time. I discovered the problem, but it took a little detective work. Your equipment is absolutely fine.
Is it possessed, then?
No, ma'am. It's much simpler than that. Sometimes a low battery can trigger the door to open randomly. We've cast out your dead battery, and your door is working fine.
Join the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters for ACW Wrestling Night, June 22nd. Enjoy the thrill of pregame wrestling matches featuring former WWE wrestler and Wisconsin native Hornswoggle. An autograph session follows. But if you purchase a VIP package, you'll get ringside seating, a guaranteed autograph, and a ticket to the game. Take yourself out to the ballgame at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball and ACW Wrestling Night on June 22nd.
Knock the dirt off your cleats and step up to the plate with Wham! Incorporated by Quality Plus Printing. Need custom apparel for your team? Or do you want to celebrate a victory with a one-of-a-kind shirt? Make the call to the bullpen with Wham! Incorporated. And don't forget to send in a nomination for Who's Your Hero for someone who's impacted you in a positive way. No sports talent required. Find them on Facebook or visit them at 3515 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. It's a guaranteed home run.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Today marks the summer solstice. With partly cloudy skies, spotty shower chances still sprinkle their way into our afternoon, while high temperatures flirt with 70. Tomorrow, expect heavy rain and thunderstorms. bringing another flash flood potential. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go.
Melissa and James here with you to take it to the top of the hour. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you had a great Thursday with us. We've had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
No, that ain't right story today, Melissa. In fact, we're going to wrap up with some good stories and some local good stuff going on because it's a Thursday. We want to get people in a good mood.
Oh, yeah, and there's so much great stuff going on this weekend.
Yeah. First, I wanted to touch on this study that is pretty cool, and I don't know if you're going to hear about this otherwise. The results of a 20-year study on the American diet have been released, and apparently Americans are eating a lot healthier.
Hey.
In 1999, 49% of people said that they had a poor quality diet, but now that number has decreased to just 37%. That's a 12% increase.
Hey.
The authors of the study considered that modest improvement because it still means that more than one in three people have a terrible diet. A good quality diet is defined as higher intake of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fish, nuts, seeds, and the legumes.
Yeah, legumes.
Legumes. Thank you, Melissa.
Yes, beans. Mm,
okay, there we go. And lower intake of sugar-sweetened beverages, processed meat, saturated fat, and sodium.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out there's one big detail you need to know. The quality of Americans' diets in this study was self-reported. So that is certainly something to keep in mind here.
Okay, but how else would you track it?
Well, and I think also it's important to note, too, we tend to be our most harshest critics.
Yeah.
So I think while some people look at that as saying, people are going to lie about this and embellish. I actually think, you know, maybe a couple people did that. I think the majority of people were probably harder on themselves.
Yeah. Or just blatantly honest.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a positive there, everybody. We're getting healthier. Mm-hmm. You know, we keep this up in the whole, all these other countries that make fun of us, for what the typical American looks like and all that. They're going to change that. They're going to have to change that up.
Well, you know, our views on things are shifting. We're slowly moving away from the higher processed foods because studies are coming out to show how much they impact our health. So eating more whole foods, going to our farmers markets, which are wonderful and such a great resource in our area, trying to eat the rainbow, the more colors of food that you eat, the broader your intake of nutrients and minerals and all the good things that help us maintain good health.
Don't tell her I said this, but if my mother had told me when I was little, Jimmy, eat the rainbow, I'd have been so excited. I'd have been eating vegetables. That's a great way to put that, Melissa. That is
And it doesn't mean Skittles, although those are also fun, in moderation.
I definitely would have expected Skittles at some point, yes. But I would have probably eaten a little bit better. That's a really good way to word that. That's a good one.
Well, I can't take credit for it. Aspyrus did just put out a PSA about that, which hopefully I'll be able to include in my news tomorrow.
It's a great line. It's a good line. Our good story of the day is Bluey the Coop from our Southwood County Humane. No, I'm kidding. But I do want to shout out our Southwood County Humane Society.
And if your home is ready for a kitten or a puppy soon, those ones that are going to be needing adopting after they're fostered for a little bit here, get ready for them because they sound like cute little additions to anybody's home.
Yeah. Find out more at SWCHS.com. SWCHS.com. Be listening every Thursday in the beginning of the 9 o'clock hour for our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. We're able to do things like this thanks to great sponsors like Johnson & Sons, Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep Dealership. Big thank you to them for sponsoring the segment.
Thank you to them.
Locally, great stuff going on here. just our last days of our afternoon lineup being the way it is. Be sure to join us for the Maggie Dawn Show from 3 to 4, 2 to 3. And then 3 to 4, we've got Midday Magazine lined up for you.
All right.
Got a great one for you today. Now, keep in mind with the doubleheader of Rafters baseball, if the games go long and we're not able to get our middays in, we will replay these interviews for you at a later time.
And they will be available on podcast.
Yes. And a shout out to Pam Hilke and the great job that she's done, not only scheduling this week, but scheduling around these things.
Juggling everything. She's amazing.
She really is. She's a master at this. So real quick, again, you've got the Rafters baseball doubleheader today. That'll kick off in a couple hours, actually, at 11:50. Our pregame will kick off. The Rafters are up in Wausau to take on the first-place Woodchucks. Depending on when that game ends, we'll have our midday magazine for you. Again, if not, we'll have it for you at a later date. And as Mel told you, you can get the podcast today.
That's right.
And then a little bit later, we'll have at 6:20, schedule-wise, the game two of that doubleheader.
Are they still going to be in Wausau for that
game?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Playing them both in Wausau.
Doubleheader with the Woodchucks. Mm-hmm. Cheer on our home team.
If we are able to play Midday Magazine for today, or at some point, we are going to have our good friends from Visit Rome in part one.
Ooh, lots of exciting things coming up from them.
Yeah, I got Lisa and Jillian joining us from the Visit Rome Bureau. Love talking with them, and a big thank you to Nakusa Port Edward State Bank for sponsoring that. And after that, our good friend Jen McNally is going to join us, natural resource groundwater educator.
Oh, see, she is such a fun conversation. She's so knowledgeable.
I always learn when she joins us. Our focus today is going to be talking about the perception and managing water on our property. It's going to be a good one, too. Looking forward to that. That's going to be great. Join us for Midday Magazine today. It'll be a fun one. Also, keep in mind, got a couple of great things going on today. Of course, it is a Thursday. That means the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market's going on today.
Oh, that's right. They're going on right now.
Yes, right now, everybody. Kicked off at 8. It's going till 2 over at 221st Avenue South. Buy local, support local, have some fun down there, and check out the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market every Thursday and Saturday, 8 to 2, again at 221st Avenue South. The Cranberry Blossom Festival kicks off today, and it kicks off with our good friends at Lunch by the River.
Yeah, join at Veterans Park.
Yeah, join them from 11:30 to 1. The co-sponsors are the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Ocean Spray, and Solaris. We send a shout out to all of them. And to entertainer Steve Strassman, who's going to be entertaining you today at the lake.
Oh, nice. That'd
at the river. Go
at
ahead.
The rake. At the water.
Yes,
it's
at the water.
Water.
Join him at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park and have some great fun all summer long every Thursday. And kick off Cranberry Blossom Festival, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many great events today. There's Chalk It Up at the Boys and Girls Club from 2 to 5. The carnival is from 4 to 10 tonight. Cinema Under the Stars at 6:30. The Aqua Skiers Water Ski Show is at 6:30, weather permitting. And then the McMillan Concert Series at 7 p.m., you can hear the unique sound of the Mambo Surfers.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. We'll be talking about this tomorrow as well and let you know what Friday's lineup looks like. You can find out right now. Stop by the studios, pick up one of these pamphlets, say hi to Pam.
I had to reach over and grab mine. That was all the information is right there. It includes a great map. You can see everything coming up and plan out your fun time at the Cranberry Blossom Fest.
Be sure to do so, everybody, and buy local, support local, and enjoy this, and celebrate this area, and let everybody know what's going on in this area. Let's bring some out-of-towners in. Let's show them what we do here in Rapids.
Oh, yeah.
And the Dancing Monkey movie screening is happening tonight at 7.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Talking about buying local and supporting the arts at the same time, this is taking place at Rogers Cinema right here in Wisconsin Rapids at 220 East Grand Avenue. This includes scenes from the movie were filmed at our local businesses, including our ODC.
Oh, that's so great.
We send a good morning to our great friends at the ODC. And when you buy this $5 ticket and take in this movie, you're not only going to take in some great entertainment and get to see some locals on the big screen, but all the proceeds from ticket sales benefit the ODC.
That is so wonderful. Good on them for doing this.
Many people have heard me take shots factual shots, but shots at our local movie theaters around the country. A big shout out to Rogers Cinema for doing this. Huge shout out to them for doing this, everybody.
Yes, absolutely. A way to enrich our community. And the ODC is such an important part of our community.
And speaking of our community and supporting our community, we have the Veterans Expo and PAC Act event going on at the Toma VA Medical Center and Wood County Veterans Service Offices. This is taking place next Wednesday, June 26th from 9 to 2 over at Crossview Church at 1000 East Riverview Expressway right here in Rapids.
Yep, you can find out about available benefits and a lot of good information from the staff that's going to be there.
Also that day from 11 to noon will be the Veterans Town Hall meeting. Keep that in mind as well. well. Encourage you to find out more about this and learn about not only what's going on for our veterans, but this important PACT Act and the dissecting of that.
Yes, yes. So many more people are eligible now to get benefits from that.
And Melissa and I have touched on this a little bit over the show today. You know, coming up right around the corner is our big celebration here in America, celebrating democracy, celebrating freedom, celebrating America's independence with Independence Day. We love our fireworks. We love celebrating America, and that is fantastic. But I think one of the greatest ways you can celebrate America is by celebrating other Americans and looking out for them. Mm-hmm. And that includes our veterans that struggle with PTSD.
Yes, and being considerate to our veterans.
Our good friend Tom dropped off some signs over here, and these signs say on them, "Combat veteran lives here. Please be courteous with fireworks."
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. It's just about it's not saying don't light fireworks. It's saying light them at appropriate times.
Maybe let your neighbor know that mm-hmm. you're doing it. Give them the heads up.
Exactly.
So that they're not surprised by it. Because that's how you set off PTSD, is by the surprise, to my understanding. I don't have it. So speaking from...
I think that is a correct way to put that, Melissa, I think. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the... Literally, our veterans ask nothing of us. This is literally one of the least things we can do, and one of the most American things we can do at the same time, looking out for our own, protecting our own, and truly celebrating America. A firework is not America. Okay. Plus, that firework wasn't even made in America. This is a side note, everybody.
Right.
But you know who was made in America? Our veterans.
Our veterans.
Mm-hmm. So support them. Support mm-hmm. them. You can pick up one of these signs right here at the studio. Stop on by. We got a bunch of them. Tom dropped off some more. You can pick them up right here, or you can find out more and pick up one at militarywithptsd.org. That's militarywithptsd.org.
You can also head over to the WI Rapids Facebook page, wirapids.org. They just put out a press release about Independence Day, and they also outline there which fireworks are allowed and which are not. Mm-hmm. Because if they leave the ground, they are not legal without a permit.
It's a great note, Melissa. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for a great show. Wonderful working with you, as
you
always.
You too, James.
You have a good week. And Terry John's going to be sitting in with us tomorrow on the co-hosting on the show. So you have a good one, Melissa.
That's right. But folks can come down and see me during the Cranberry Blossom Fest. We'll be there from 10 to 3, right down on the Grand Rapids Avenue.
Pam and Melissa, Laura, they'll all be down mm-hmm. there. Go say hi, everybody. We'll talk more about that tomorrow.
Come
remind
get stickers
everybody.
Or free stuff that we have to give away.
Yeah, yeah. And have a great time, Melissa.
Yeah, thank you.
Great show and a great time, everybody. Thank you to our audience, best listeners in radio. Stick around. More good things coming up right here.